If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Billy Embody, coming to you on Easter Sunday, and that is because headed out of the country for about 10 days on a little family vacation, so looking forward to it, but with spring ball in the books and a huge recruiting weekend, had to drop you a recruiting podcast here, and Ben Garrett will have you covered here on Talk of Champions while I'm away. But everything we do at Talk of Champions is powered by our friends at Riverland Roofing. Riverlandroofing.com is where you can find more information on what great work Billy Landis and his crew do. They also do plenty of great work in the NIL space for Ole Miss. You can call or text 662-644-4297. Help them out. Rebels helping rebels there. So we appreciate their support and powering all we do at Talk of Champions and the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. All right, between transfer portal and high school recruiting, it was a busy weekend in Oxford for Lane Kiffin and his crew. I can tell you something, we had a lot of coverage on the Ole Miss Spirit, multiple updates on both transfer and high school recruiting visitors, and there was a lot of good intel up there, so subscribe for just a dollar. But I've got to start with two commitments that the Rebels reeled in to really kick off the weekend in a sense, even though one of them or both of them happened on Saturday morning. But Ole Miss addressing both sides of the ball with these pickups. And the first one I want to touch on is Terez Davis from Maryland, the big offensive lineman who committed to the Rebels after his first official visit to a college program after entering the transfer portal. And this is a big pickup because, you know, truthfully, he is one of the few players that you can grab out of the transfer portal that you can say started Power Conference games as a true freshman, and you have him for four more years, but really three more seasons to play. And Terez Davis is as impressive as they come when it comes to trying to find that long-term depth and talent at the offensive line position in the transfer portal, because he played in 10 of 12 games, started two of them, and that's impressive. You know, Maryland in the Big Ten played good competition, and I was talking with a source over the weekend, and they could not be more fired up about what they got in Terez Davis. His dad is a former NBA player, Ricky Davis, over a decade in the NBA. So he's got good genes, and things are headed in the right direction for his game, which is really important because Ole Miss, when you looked at the offensive line and what they were able to put together when it comes to the spring and the overall body of work, they had some guys banged up. We've talked at ad nauseum about Bryson Sanders being banged up for a bit. You know, there's been other guys in and out, but what they needed was they needed a best available offensive lineman to really settle the whole group in terms of the depth that they need to go week in, week out in the SEC. And I think they got that in Terrez Davis. There's no doubt about it in my mind. You go out and quickly he enters the portal. Quickly you get him on campus and quickly you get him across the finish line. So important for what they were looking for when it comes to the transfers in the offensive line room to have three full seasons of college football left ahead for him. And now he could probably play four of the five positions. And that's so critical. You know, that versatility. He played tackle at Maryland, and man, he has great size to him. They're really looking forward to working with him. So a huge pickup for the Rebels out of the transfer portal in Terrez Davis. And he will be one of, I would imagine, one of the anchors of the offensive line for the next 3 years, maybe two, if things go really according to plan. But Terrez Davis, a huge pickup for Ole Miss on the offensive line. And as far as what's next for that group, I think they could end up trying for one more interior guy and just kind of make them feel really better about it. But I would imagine they, you know, kind of spent to get Terrez Davis in a sense, you know, under the radar in the sense that he started multiple games as a true freshman, but not like All-American level starting as a true freshman where you come in and you start 14 games and you're the no-brainer starter for that program for the next 3 years and then you're out of there. But a very, very good pickup. I still think they would like to add one more. I don't know if they'll be able to do it, but the interior of the offensive line is still one that probably you want one more piece in there. Or now you can kind of have that position versatility to start the best five. And you look at a PJ Wilkins, Delano Townsend, who's one of the Auburn transfer who was originally at Mississippi State is Perry. Is his first name's escaping me, but he's a massive, massive human that Ole Miss can certainly plug in there at guard if he figures out his weight. But they need probably one more, just again for that interior group to really be solidified. Percy Lewis is who I was thinking of, not Perry. So they have a really good group on the offensive line now. Their goal is to start the best five and go from there and let them battle it out and figure out what those best five are. So it's in a much better position now that Terrez Davis is on board, so that's good news for the Rebels. Before we go to the defensive side of the ball and break down who was the addition on that front, I do want to say that Ole Miss had two blue-chip offensive linemen on official visits, and we broke them down to cap the week. But Felix Ojo, the five-star out of Texas, is a top-five overall prospect in the country. And I think it's a long shot here, but they get him on campus. They will continue to recruit him very hard, and they'll see how the chips fall with him. The player that I would say leaving the visit that Ole Miss probably has a little bit better of an option to get here is Johnny Jones, Tampa, Florida, Berkeley Prep, standout, top 100 prospect on On3, top 10 offensive tackle in the country. I actually dropped a note. I was talking with somebody on maybe Friday or Saturday morning, one of the two, and Johnny Jones is just a huge human being. And talking with some people that were on the visit, I mean, Ole Miss was excited to get him on campus. They hadn't gotten him to town, and now they did. They were absolutely blown away by just how big he is, and they know the athletic box is checked. And he really bonded well with Devin Harper, another really big human who has the athletic box checked in a big way. And so for them to kind of get him on campus, start things off on the right foot, it just seemed like he really had a good visit. We will see kind of where it goes from here now, but a very good start with Johnny Jones from Tampa, who is wrapping up his official visit. As I'm recording this, we touch base via text. He's going to try to get back to me on some things. And then Felix is pretty, he's pretty tight on time. So we'll see if we can catch up to him very soon and get their full thoughts. But those guys did leave campus and are wrapping things up, as their recruiting goes on Easter Sunday. So nice pieces for Ole Miss to have on campus. And we're going to talk more later on in the podcast when it comes to the rest of the high school prospects that were on campus and some that I think really were impressed with Ole Miss and the Rebels made a move for. So I'll highlight some of those. We had a massive notebook and then multiple reactions from prospects on Ole Miss Spirit. So make sure you sign up for just $1. And we talked with a potential teammate of Terez Davis, and that is Damian Taylor. Damian Taylor, one of the best available running backs in the transfer portal right now, all Sun Belt player who was on Ole Miss's campus for an official visit. And we caught wind of this and broke the news at Ole Miss Spirit, which is why you got to be on there for just $1. There were other sites that were kind of catching up. So good on them for getting the early read online at the Ole Miss Spirit, because I dropped that at 6 a.m. With a little bit of purpose. But that is neither here nor there, as Bobby Fairways says. And he comes to Ole Miss as a all Sun Belt performer this past season. He rushed for 1,000 yards this season on 173 carries, added 7 touchdowns, and he's looking for a fresh start for his final year of eligibility. And he's a great guy. I talked with him for about 10 minutes on the phone. Things are trending in the right direction here with Damian Taylor. So keep an eye on this one very closely as he wraps up his Ole Miss visit, and as Colorado and Oklahoma are trying to push for him, Ole Miss is standing out to him in a big way. And so we're keeping a close eye there on him. We've got him on alerts, all of those things, to see if he does indeed make a decision here and shut things down following an official visit to Ole Miss. But 5'10", 220 pounds, Rebels are sitting in a good spot here for him, and that would be a really nice pickup for Ole Miss to get him out of Troy and bring in an all-conference running back. Group of five or not, you've got to respect the fact that Ole Miss knows they still need help at the running back position, and they're going out and trying to address it with a guy like Damian Taylor. So if you're on the Ole Miss Spirit, you were ahead of the game there. We talked with him on Saturday, and he broke down what he liked about the visit, and we're keeping a close eye on him as he looks to be wrapping things up here pretty soon on the transfer front. So again, keeping a close eye on Damian Taylor, who was also on campus. But that wasn't the only players who were on campus out of the transfer portal. And two of them that were in town were defensive backs. And one of them was already committed to Ole Miss, and that is Tavoy Fagan, who is originally from Carewood Day School, which is where I went to high school in the Tampa area. And he committed from Clemson. So he's got 4 years of eligibility after redshirting this season. So you get the full 4 years of the former four-star prospect out of high school. He's 3-star in the transfer portal and was an All-American prospect coming out of Carewood Day. He's going to come into the secondary and really try to compete, rise up the ranks, make an impact. But he was on campus after committing earlier in the week. But the big guy that was on campus was Ricky Fletcher, who committed to Ole Miss, made the decision from South Alabama. He's coming home. He's a Holmes County standout and product from Lexington, Mississippi. So he gets to come back to the state to play the rest of his college career. And talking with a couple sources, they are very, very excited about Ricky Stewart from South Alabama. And the interesting thing about him, and there's no question, he's a sleeper. He's someone who Ole Miss is kind of betting a little bit on to pan out. Ricky Fletcher. Sorry about that. I was wondering, I was trying to bring up his profile and it wasn't pulling up, but Ricky Fletcher from South Alabama, 6'2", I mean, maybe 6'3", maybe unofficially or officially, but The Rebels really like what they have in him with his size and secondary depth, but he didn't play last year because he had a back injury. But now he is coming back to Mississippi. And the last time he saw action was in 2023, where he played in, and started in all 13 games with 36 tackles, 12 pass breakups. And they actually got his film from the spring that he went through, and they were really impressed with what he had on tape in the spring. And that's really kind of what sparked this, is his tape got out, and it really, really impressed them. And so he jumped in the portal and quickly committed to Ole Miss on his visit. So they're really excited about this one. And trust me, I don't always trust, you know, what people say. They're trying to, you know, pump up their portal lands or things like that. But this one, I trust. I think they're in a really, really good situation, adding Ricky Fletcher from the secondary at South Alabama and inserting him into the secondary at Ole Miss. And that size, you can't really teach it. So really intrigued to see how he does this fall. He's one that they're betting on panning out, and you know, they need these secondary guys to pan out. And I don't think they're done in the secondary too. You know, that's the crazy thing, is they've already got two commitments from the transfer portal in the spring window, and they're still going after others. So when you factor that in, they know they need the help, and they know they need to hit on some guys. So we'll be watching closely to see who else emerges for Ole Miss in the secondary's transfer portal targets. We dropped a note on one that visited earlier this month, but he hadn't been offered yet. So we're keeping a close eye on that one as well. That is on the Ole Miss Spirit message board for you guys to peruse for just a dollar.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
I also invite you guys to peruse what Andy Ludicky can do for you guys at My Perfect Franchise. MyPerfectFranchise.net, 404-973-9901. He can guide you through the franchise ownership process and get you guys into the right situation for you, for your time, for your family, for your financial situation. Give him a call, 404-973-9901, or email him, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at myperfectfranchise.net. His wife went to Ole Miss. He's got Ole Miss ties, so he will also donate money back to Ole Miss's collective, Grove Collective, if you guys work with him on the franchise ownership side of things. So appreciate Andy Ludicky for all his support at Talk of Champions. Okay, we're going to run down some of the key names that were at Ole Miss this weekend. And the one that I want to highlight right off the bat is Bryce Gilmore out of Prosper, Texas, one of the top offensive linemen on Ole Miss's board. He was in town for an unofficial visit. He does have an official visit scheduled for this summer, and he is a big offensive tackle target for the Rebels on a loaded Prosper offensive line. And the thing about it is there are some players that are maybe more highly recruited or even highly ranked in some cases on that Prosper offensive line. But Ole Miss really feels like, you know, talking with sources, they feel like they're recruiting, you know, the guy off that group. And Bryce Gilmore really had some great things to say. He spent a lot of time with Lane Kiffin on his visit and really got a feel for the overall future that he could have there. And he, I think, would be a tremendous add. He's going to take his official visits. He heads to Penn State next week for an unofficial visit, and then we'll return to see the Nittany Lions in June right before he visits Ole Miss. And Bryce Gilmore will be on Ole Miss's campus the week after that. So he's versatile. He's played on the right side. He's played on the left side. He's just got a great way about him. I think he has a chip on his shoulder as well, which is always something I like out of offensive linemen and the ones that, you know, programs are trying to recruit. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, he does a great job of the seal blocks. Prosper's really kind of emerged as a power in the DFW area. So if they could start a pipeline there, that would be a good situation as well. So Ole Miss had him on campus, and half of the notebook on the Ole Miss Spirit is about the offensive line and the ones that they had on campus and the guys that, you know, they're recruiting. They're really focusing so much attention on the offensive line, trying to build it from the high school ranks, and they're doing a good job so far. They've obviously, it's very early in the 2026 recruiting cycle, so they can still go out and add different pieces and build it out. They don't have an offensive line commit, but they're on the verge of, I think, quite a few of these guys, and they'd love to load up at that position. Jerelyn McCoy, though, was back in town. The Tupelo, Mississippi standout was on campus to check out spring practice in the scrimmage, got some time with Randall Joyner. He spent a lot of time with the coaches just kind of breaking down, you know, the overall scrimmage, and is really no stranger, of course, at Ole Miss. And he now has a teammate committed in Braylon Williams. We spoke with him at the Ole Miss Spirit, got a story up on him. And the Rebels are right in this recruitment and a top three school, I would say, for him, just from what he told me. And they've really positioned themselves well to, you know, win out here. I don't think there's any, doubt that they could very well come away with him if they do go, you know, all out, so to speak, to land him. They've got some really talented defensive line targets that they're after, but they're in a really strong position for Jerelyn McCoy, and he had a great time on campus. So wanted to highlight him. And then one player that maybe Ole Miss is making a move for is one of the top prospects in the Peach State was on campus at Ole Miss. And they, again, I said this on the last podcast, they're recruiting Georgia really well. They're doing a really nice job recruiting it as a state. And they had Nasir McCoy, who was on campus at Ole Miss for his birthday about a month ago now to kind of kick off spring. Well, he came back and swung through yet again. And he is somebody that is still, it sounds like, figuring out official visits. We haven't exactly gotten the lowdown from him just yet on where he's going and when, at least to my knowledge, unless I've missed it. But he really is one of those players that I think has an aura about him, you know, really, really respected by the coaches that are recruiting him, and they're liking what they're seeing from him as well, with the fact that he's made two visits now. He told me he had a great time and really spent a lot of time, once again, and you'll see a theme here, breaking down the scrimmage with the Ole Miss coaches and spending time talking about what the defense is, the scheme, and how it fits him. And I think that's a good sign for Ole Miss, when you look at trying to put together whether or not you're a factor here, whether or not you're a true player in the recruitment as you're trying to read the tea leaves. I think all of those things that Nasir McCoy was talking about with the coaching staff really stands out to me, just as far as a comment that he shared that he is, kind of one of those one of those players that is truly interested in Ole Miss rather than maybe just giving them lip service. So really, really good stuff there on Nasir McCoy. To see him come through campus, that was very, very important. And then KJ Johnson, another really key target for Ole Miss out of the state of Alabama, who's kind of rising up recruiting boards right now, was on campus as well for yet another visit. I asked him if he was maybe going to shut things down early. He could very well do that. He could let it play out a little bit longer, but I could see him taking official visits as well. So KJ Johnson out of Birmingham was back in town, and Ole Miss sits in a great spot for him as well, entering his official visits. So keep an eye on him for sure. I would say Ole Miss is the clear-cut leader right now, and he told me that South Carolina is battling away with Ole Miss. We flip back over to the running back position, and we go to the class of 2026, where C.J. Givers, one of the top running backs in the country, was on campus as well for his first visit. He does have some official visits lined up. He does have an open weekend in June, and it wouldn't shock me if they do maybe see that bounce around a little bit and see if he maybe opens things up as far as other programs getting in there, because Florida, Ole Miss, Ohio State are kind of vying for that one open weekend. And Ole Miss impressed him. He really had a great time. He said that it was cool to see all the different ways the running backs were used. And I think that's the thing that a couple of running backs now have echoed with me, that they're really high on the running back position in this Ole Miss offense, which is interesting considering all the things that happened last year. But the move with C.J. Givers will be one to watch, because they've got Jamichael Jones committed. They've got Demarius Yates in-state that they're after. They also had Chris Talley on campus out of the state of Tennessee, and he's a prospect that's really on the rise, and he really enjoyed himself. And then you have C.J. Givers, who's got an offer, is also being pursued by plenty of programs. So keep an eye on what he does, and then that'll kind of help determine a little bit here what Ole Miss does down the stretch as well. Before we jump into the class of 2027 and highlighting some key players that were on campus, as well as some new offers that were dished out, I do want to remind you guys about our friends at StatusJet. StatusJet.com is where you can go and get their full lineup of private aircraft that you can obviously rent. And they do help you in buying if you're in that world, which would be super sweet as well. You can help us out at the Ole Miss Spirit with some travel if you do. But the great thing about StatusJet is there's no membership. So there's no membership fee. You can do it as a one-off. You don't have to put down a huge line of credit or pay a bunch of money to be in. They'll do one-offs. And when you mention the Ole Miss Spirit, you get a discount on your round-trip flight. They'll take some money off, so they'll help you out as well. And we appreciate you guys that do reach out to them and see if it's something that works for you. They've got a bunch of options, and maybe it's something that makes sense for you, your family, your work life, all those things. So we appreciate StatusJet for working with us at the Ole Miss Spirit. All right, closing out the podcast here, do want to highlight a trio of 2027 prospects that were on campus. And I think three of the better prospects that were in town overall. And I want to lead off with the quarterback position. And Ole Miss has been hot. I mean, we can do a whole podcast on the quarterback position in 2027 and how good of a job they've done recruiting it early on. But Kareem Hughley had a blast at Ole Miss, and he's really been somebody that is rising up the ranks. And Ole Miss offered him just earlier this month and quickly got him on campus. But he's been to Illinois, he's been to Alabama, he's been to Auburn, he's been to Georgia, he's been to a million places already. But he's out of Gainesville, Georgia, 6 foot, 190, 115th ranked overall prospect in the country, top 10 quarterback nationally. And you can see why. You turn on his tape, and he's got a lot of talent, a lot of arm talent, very natural, plays at a really good level in Georgia, make a bunch of plays. Really like Kareem Hughley. And I think the coolest thing about him is I talked with him, and he seems so mature. He seems like he's got everything kind of figured out in the good way. Not a know-it-all. But the really important thing, too, is that it's backed up by talking with Ole Miss people that were around him this weekend. I mean, he just kind of has that it factor to him. And so he's going to be a top target for Ole Miss. I mean, they've really positioned themselves well to be in contention for this long term. And if you're watching on YouTube, I mean, some of the throws that he makes are just a ton of fun to watch. So keep an eye on Kareem Hughley, and we'll have a full story with him this week as well. But you go over to the pass protectors for Kareem Hughley in this 2027 class, and one of the big risers as of late is Demarion Johnson, who came over from East Texas, Tyler Legacy, to visit Ole Miss, made the drive. He's a top 150 overall prospect in the country, top 15 offensive tackle nationally, and has really, you know, been somebody that they want to get on campus. Well, they've now gotten the two top offensive linemen in Texas on campus, with Qua Ford also coming by. He's also in East Texas, funny enough. And they offered Demarion Johnson in person. So now they're on the radar for him. And they're also on the radar for Caden McCarty, one of the top edge prospects in the country, who picked up an offer from Houston Cy Falls. And I saw him at Under Armour Houston, and he's got the speed. Ole Miss actually likes just his growth potential as well, which is why they offered. He had a great time. So he's another guy that picked up an offer on this visit this weekend. So hope you guys enjoyed the kind of down and dirty rundown of Ole Miss recruiting and where they're at after this busy recruiting weekend. But that is all for us. Ben Garrett will carry you guys the rest of the way while I'm on vacation. We'll still have some updates and things like that on the site and cover it all for you guys, but did want to kind of run down all the news as of late. So hope you guys enjoyed this talk of champions, and appreciate all of you guys who have supported Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. And we'll catch you next time on another edition of Talk of Champions. Keep it locked on Ole Miss Spirit, ohmspirit.com for more. So I'm Billy Embody. Have a great rest of your Easter, everybody.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantanya products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.